And now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news, brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute? Resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso discusses special investigator Robert Mueller exploring obstruction of justice charges against President Trump for interfering in the Russia investigation. She speaks with Fred Tesi, a partner at Ice Miller.
Fred, after everything we've heard from James Comey and from the president himself in tweets and interviews, does this obstruction of justice investigation come as a surprise?
No. Under the current political climate, it doesn't come as a surprise in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, the question is whether or not it's a legitimate criminal investigation of a serious crime, and that's a different issue.
Well, how would you determine that until he actually goes through with his investigation?
Well, I mean, let's assume for a minute that the conversation is what the conversation is. That's the obstruction, right? It was what President Trump said to Comey, or as I understand now, they've expanded it to include the firing of Comey. The question is whether or not that was an attempt to corruptly influence an investigation. And the irony of all this, which is when people kind of put down the politics, certain people have the right in government to make decisions about whether or not investigations should go forward. Look what happened last fall, and which led to the bipartisan call for Comey's firing, because he made a determination that Loretta Lynch either implicitly or explicitly decided not to move forward with an investigation. That is her unfettered right as the Attorney General, whether she's right or she's wrong, to make that decision. That's not obstruction of justice.
Though the president could have stopped the investigation, isn't it something different if you try to get someone else through some kind of coercion to try to stop the investigation?
Well, that's a great question. Does the president, if the president has the authority to stop an investigation, and you see, here's the wrinkle that you throw in, under coercion, okay? There's no need to engage in coercion if you have the authority to do something. So if the president has the right to stop an investigation, does he have the ability to delegate that right to someone else to stop the investigation? That's a different question.
And that is Fred Tesi, a partner at Ice Miller, speaking to Bloomberg Law host June Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, the Justice Department is investigating a unit of Booz Allen over how it billed the government for consulting work. The company says it's cooperating, but that its own probe has not shown any significant deficiencies. Booz Allen got 97% of its revenue from U.S. government contracts in the last fiscal year. The company's shares fell almost 14% in after-hours trading.
And that is this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal issues in the news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.